Program. And that's great because I'm Bill.
And I'm Abby.
And these are some of the sodas we like.
Wow.
I can't believe we've done like 6 episodes today already.
We've done 6 different intros already at the very least.
Yeah, they were all very good.
Very
too
good.
Too good for the internet.
Yep. Too good. We gotta bring down your. Yeah. You listen to too many good things.
Yeah.
We have to bring down your average a little bit.
Also, for our cred, to quote MC Frontalot from his classic instructional guide, Indier Than Thou.
Okay.
You must be seen as somewhere between popular and hated, or else be excommunicated.
Oh my.
So,
that's
fair. We can't get too good.
Yep, it's
otherwise,
true.
Otherwise, everybody's gonna just shut us down.
Our trajectory was just going way too skyward, just way too pew right.
Yeah,
up. We have to bring it back down, knock ourselves down a few pegs, just to keep ourselves level headed.
Yeah, we just gotta peg ourselves.
Anyway,
so to bring the mood down, what soda we got today?
You've been hiding it from me.
Canfield's Diet Chocolate Fudge. Welcome back, Abby. Here's an entire can.
I'm sorry. Wait, I fucking hate diet soda.
Yeah.
Chocolate fudge?
Uh-huh.
What is Canfield's?
Yeah.
What is it? Where is this from?
This is produced under the authority of Dr. Pepper 7-Up Bottling
Group. How dare you, Dr. Pepper 7-Up?
I didn't know that.
How dare you?
Oh, good.
Low-calorie, artificially flavored chocolate soda.
Yeah.
Great.
Chocolate soda was definitely a thing when my mom was growing up.
Oh, I know. I know what a Yoo-Hoo or Yahoo soda, whatever the fuck it is.
A Yoo-Hoo is just chocolate milk.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It is.
Yeah.
Yep, you're right. It is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So Canfield's is probably the classic chocolate soda that everybody knows and loves.
Does everybody know and love it?
Yeah.
Okay.
This came in a 6-pack, and it was like
wow,
a buck and a half.
Yeah, everybody knows and loves it.
Everybody obviously knows and loves that classic Canfield's flavor.
Mm-hmm. So I did ask before before we started whether or not we were going to be drinking out of glasses today, and Bill said, "No, it's in cans." I was like, "Yeah, but we won't get to see what it looks like." And he said, "Well, I'm pretty sure it's going to be brown."
Yeah.
I was like, ah, yes. Well, that makes sense now that I see that it's fucking chocolate fudge.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Not just chocolate soda. Chocolate fudge.
What else is... I mean... Okay, what I want to know is what is fudge if it's not chocolate? What makes it a fudge?
I think fudge refers to...
The consistency?
The consistency, yeah. Because there's a lot of, like...
Yeah, I've always... And that wasn't, fudge. Like... So I'm honestly... I've never understood what it was.
I think this got mentioned on the show once before, but did you know that one time we went to Universal Studios before the cruise, and we went to the Dr. Seuss section because there was a candy shop.
Nice. Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Some mm-hmm. fudge to take home. And I picked up some orange cream fudge because I'm not a dreamsicle guy.
Right.
I didn't have those growing up, but I just thought, some orange and vanilla?
Yeah.
We'll give that a go.
Yeah.
That fudge tasted exactly like a popsicle stick that once had a dreamsicle on it.
Congratulations. You're eating wood.
You did an incredibly accurate flavor, just...
Not the one you were hoping
5
for.
Degrees off of what you should have been on.
That 5 degrees was all wood.
You wanna crack these in stereo?
Ooh, oh, damn.
Yeah.
Okay. Ooh, hold on. Let me get my... All right.
All right. That was crisp.
It was.
Let's give that the nose.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yep, there it is.
That...
Smells like a Tootsie Roll.
Yeah. Either a remarkably fresh Tootsie Roll or like an off-brand Tootsie Roll.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it's just an issue with the packaging and distribution, but Tootsie Rolls just always smell stale.
That's fair. That's fair. Yep.
I'm looking forward to it. And it looks like it's a brown.
Yeah. A little bit. Oh yeah. Yep, it's
yeah.
It's brown.
It's a dark brown.
It's brown all right.
I'm looking forward to this surprise containing right. anise.
I swear to God, Billiam, if this has anise in it, I'm going to force feed you both of the cans.
Does that count for the fucking oath?
Yes.
Huh. That's not good for me.
Nope.
That's not canon.
Canon.
Oh. I'm going to give this the mouth.
All right. Didn't even fucking... I make a pun and it's just fucking silence, but all right.
I said oh.
Oh. Oh. Oh, no. Oh, no. It's so diet.
It's both smooth and it has a slight bite to it.
No. Don't like it. I don't like it.
Let's leave bed.
Blech. Blech.
I'm into this.
I'm not. I'm super not. Oh, I'm into the fact that it was on my tongue for about 3 seconds before it started fizzing, and I do like that. We've come across that one a couple of times before.
It like foams up.
It super foams up, and that's cool. I'm cool with that. I am not cool with the immediately after that happens. I'm just hit slap straight in the face with that artificial sweetener, and I cannot deal with that. I hate that so much. Diet is a no. Diet is a no. Abby, don't fuck with the diet crap.
That didn't rhyme at all.
I was trying to rhyme?
Stage taught you nothing?
The stage teaches me a lot of things. Rhyming is not one of them.
Now, we've had a lot of run-ins with various sweeteners on this program.
Yeah.
And I think the main villain is sucralose.
Yeah.
That's some bad time.
But
I grew up drinking aspartame.
I cannot deal with fucking aspartame. I cannot do it. Mm-mm.
Oh, yeah. There's a few sodas where I'll even prefer that over the...
The regular?
The corn syrup, yeah.
Madness.
Yeah.
Madness. No, like, I can't do aspartame.
I'm a Diet Coke boy.
I can't do aspartame in literally anything. I have to have actual sugar.
Also, since somebody's already... sent this to me. I should probably crack that.
Yeah, I'm going to crack that, otherwise it's going to keep beeping.
It's just
going
to keep doing that.
Yep.
Diet Coke has released a limited edition line of its own, much like the
Pepsi ones
the
that
Pepsi
we...
The Pepsi ones, yeah. And I want all of them very badly.
Shocker.
But I can't grab more limited caffeinated bevs.
Oh,
like maybe
shit.
I'll just let it sit in the cupboard for
another
three years.
Yeah.
But I forget all
four. Or maybe of them. I mean maybe if we weren't always recording these in the after like in the evening.
No, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Oh, all right.
But they got ginger lime and mango.
What?
Yeah, I want to
I saw a salted caramel Pepsi the other day.
I did too.
Wild.
It just tastes like slightly amplified Pepsi.
Okay.
Because...
Oh, God, I have to drink more of this.
Caramel's pretty close to the cola flavor.
This is unpleasant. Like, I actually don't mind the initial thing. There it is. Oh, God.
So, the key is to not stop drinking it.
Ugh.
Oh, but what if it amplifies itself and then you
right.
get all of
oh,
the
God.
At once?
Oh, God. Oh, no. This is distressing to me in an entirely different way from the anise. Like, an entirely different way. This.
Oh, yeah.
The anise was infuriating. This. I was so mad about that anise. This is just, I'm just distraught. I'm distraught about this bed
it's
right
also,
now.
Like, the anise hits you up front super
yeah.
hard,
oh, this
and
is
then
sneaky.
It devolves
this
into a different taste. Whereas this goes the exact other way around.
Yeah, it's not good.
I'm gonna save one of these cans for John. John enjoys a diet bev thanks to the no carb lifestyle.
Ah.
So I bet John would enjoy this.
Alright. Yeah, I can't. We never did diet growing up. Diet was not a thing. Soda wasn't like a huge thing, but Dad was, I know I've mentioned this several times,
yeah.
A huge Pepsi drinker.
Yeah.
Huge. And it was never, I mean, the only, we maybe got the caffeine free once in a while for like us so that we wouldn't be drinking his shit all the time.
I should get some of this for my dad too.
But no, diet was not a thing that we did ever. So I cannot abide diet soda.
I've got that aspartame.
I cannot. Or aspartame, period. Sweet and low, whatever the hell you put in your tea or your coffee. Can't do it. Can't do it. It's got to be sugar. It's got to be honey. That's it.
I was going to say.
Maybe stevia. I've had stevia successfully maybe like once. Otherwise, it's just.
I was going to say, I'd totally do a honey soda, but we literally went to the Sprecher Brewery.
Is that what they do?
Yeah.
Oh, no way.
All their soda's made with honey. They go through a lot of honey.
I bet they do.
Yeah.
Need a lot of bees.
They have a lot of bees. You have to be very careful.
Oh, God. Yeah, I did it. Yeah.
So I'm very much looking forward to the stretch of the show where we talk about what we've been up to, only it's interrupted with that exact emotion many times. This is going to be a delay. So how was MAGFest?
Why do you keep asking me that? I don't fucking know. I wasn't at MAGFest. I was busy. I was in rehearsals. I had a show to do. And I did it. And it's over.
Were you in rehearsals while we were in MAGFest?
I think that was the week of...
Thursday through Sunday.
The week before open. So we were in
tech. I think it was 2 weeks before open.
We still would have been...
Okay.
I mean, that was fucking, like, costume crunch time. That was...
You did eat a lot of costumes.
Yeah, a lot of costumes. I just write all up in my grill. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I did, like, sewing and shit. What up?
I don't know how to do that.
I also did, I mean, let's be real. I'm listed, well, actually, I got the fucking program right here. Let's see what I think it was costume construction.
I also have the program.
It's actually your program.
Oh, yeah. I kept it because I was going to have you sign it.
Oh, cute! Yeah.
I'll sign it.
Yeah, so I'm listed as set construction, which I actually didn't do too much of. But, yeah, that's fair. And costume construction. Look, there's my mommy! My mommy's in there, too!
Yeah!
But, yeah, I did a good portion of the jewelry in that show. Most of the jewelry in that show.
Nice.
Because yet another thing I refuse to abide is shows in which nobody, like, people just aren't wearing jewelry, because that's just not accurate. Sorry.
Yeah.
Like, that. If I'm supposed to believe that these people are real, they gotta accessorize. They gotta accessorize up the wazoo. Which is why Homegirl was wearing 3 earrings, 5 rings, 2 necklaces. Like,
it was a good-ass look.
It was... Now, y'all don't know me that well, and that's fine. That's cool. But...
Get to know Abby over a can of...
God.
Diet chocolate fudge.
Though, if you get to know me over this can, you're not going to like what you see, or what you find out.
You're going to learn about a lot of stuff that Abby doesn't like.
Right, as well as exactly. No, I've never been super confident in my appearance. I'm not, I always said that the only thing that I've ever really been good at is singing, and I've never been I'm extroverted, but I'm not confident. I'm just not a confident person. But God damn it, did I look good in this fucking show. Holy shit, I looked really good.
All of that was extremely relatable for me, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Sometimes you just find a thing, like a cosplay or something, that you're like, fuck! Yeah. I look so good in this!
Yeah,
I would sure. I figured out my makeup by the second weekend.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I saw some pictures.
I was fucking on goddamn point for that second weekend.
You want to pick out some pictures? We'll put it in the,
really?
In the post? Yeah.
Oh, goody!
Yeah, I'll do that. I mean, probably the ones that'll show off my, I mean, maybe one or two of the official ones, but my selfies were real good. I did one per show and that I put on
the Twitter.
We
could throw in one of those.
Yeah, we'll put on one of those.
And then I'll include some pictures from MAGFest.
MAGFest!
Because we recorded those episodes early enough in the weekend and late enough in the day where we didn't talk about MAGFest at all.
Ah, well, that's fair.
Yeah. We got to play in a Nidhogg 2 tournament.
And I don't even know what that is.
It's like a fencing fighting game. It's very good. And the guy running it was not feeling it.
Uh-oh.
So he just asked the audience if anybody wanted to do some color commentary. And our hands shot up as fast
God
as possible.
God damn it.
And so we showed up on the official MAGFest Twitch stream.
God.
With our dipshit faces on there. But the stream glitched real bad.
No.
So all the audio's gone, but you can... We got a couple screenshots of us.
Oh, good.
There.
Good, good, good.
That was a ton of fun.
I bet.
To the point where the guy liked us so much that he gave us prizes.
Nice!
Even though we all lost at every point that we played. We participated in a Catherine tournament.
Yeah, what? I'm sorry, how does that work?
There's a versus mode in Catherine. You're
there's
both sheep and you're trying to climb up and knock each other down.
Oh, that's
funny. It's one of the better fighting game community games. It was at Evo last year. In fact, I recognize some of the people at that tournament from the Evo stream. Shout out to those guys. They were super great. I took top 8. That's when it was supposed to be double elimination, but we were running out of time.
Oh, yeah.
And there was like 32 people in that tournament, so I did okay. And I will proudly say that I lost to the guy that brought a fight stick.
What?
Yeah, a full ass.
Holy
fight
crap!
Stick. Yeah. So if I'm gonna lose to anybody, it's gonna be fucking that guy.
Yeah.
And then at midnight we played in the Shaq Fu tournament.
That fucking Shaq Fu tournament.
Here's something about the Shaq Fu tournament. There were 16 people playing that tournament.
Yeah.
15 people exclusively picked Shaq out of all the fighters. Also, side note, official tournament rules were no green guy, no old man, because nobody knows the fucking character's names.
Fair.
Just going in, but
yep.
Yeah, no green guy. He's bullshit.
How's he bullshit?
He's got a lot of like really ranged attacks.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. And it's all very easy to do and fast. We couldn't play as the old man because the old man is only on the Genesis version, and MAGFest had one copy of the Genesis version, and it got stolen earlier that day.
Shut it!
Who steals a copy of Shaq Fu? I can personally promise that you can buy a copy of Shaq Fu on the Genesis for $2 with box.
Yep.
Wow. I have one.
Yeah, he does.
I feel like there was another tournament, but
definitely
maybe...
Does.
Maybe I'm wrong. But so the one guy that didn't pick Shaq is the guy that won. He reveled in being the heel. We were about to tear him apart.
Yeah.
So, fuck that guy. Sid almost took him out, though. And I think that's his favorite part of the entire weekend, was everybody losing their goddamn minds over how close that match was. Because he's always been a fighting game guy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I got to see him lose a lot at Street Fighter.
What a joy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, I still have to drink
more
of this.
I enjoyed it.
Okay, I'm just gonna fucking... Okay, here we go.
Man. I can hear it. There's still some in there, isn't there?
Yes, there is. No! Oh, God. Oh, and there it... Oh, no. No.
I love this show.
I don't love this show anymore, Bill. Oh, ugh. God. Ugh. You know what this...
I'm trying to land on an analogy. And the ones I keep landing on are really negative. And I don't want that, because I like this.
I feel like this might be a story that I feel like it's weird that I wouldn't have told it already, but I'm just going with it. This is the time that, this is the time that we got home from church when I was a kid, and, dad had made, cookies, and, which isn't something that he usually did.
Okay.
He decided to make himself some peanut butter cookies, and, sure. I went and grabbed one, and they looked great. They actually looked great.
Cool.
Yeah. They had the nice little, like, you know.
So, like,
they
a homemade kind of?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Area. With the
little spatula marks?
The fork marks on it. Fork marks, yeah. And yeah, they looked great.
Homemade cookies.
He'd made quite a few of them. Bit into one. He had misinterpreted something on the ingredient list. I think it was teaspoon versus tablespoon.
That doesn't make any difference in baking.
Of salt. Oh, God. So it was, it wasn't to that, it was just beyond the point where you could say, ooh, it's sort of like a salty, sweet kind of thing. No, it was beyond that. It was just salt cookie. It was just salt cookie.
Yeah.
So, it's like that. I'm not thrilled about it. It makes for a good story, but, yeah. Cute. Mm. Dad was also one of those people that you couldn't really make fun of because he didn't know how to take it. He could dish it, but he couldn't take it.
Yeah.
So it was not a great day. Because the four of us were just like, what? I mean, granted, I was probably 8 years old. So you're not really going to make fun of your dad so much, but I mean, it was still really funny. But even years later, you couldn't really say anything about it. Because, yep, so that's me. Not into this. I'm going to give it a 37.
Okay. It's actually a really funny scoring. So, this game is like getting a... Or this game, sorry. I got a little too far into my analogy, a little too fast.
Oh, ooh.
This soda is like
getting
like a variety pack of games.
Oh, okay.
Like either a card game or a video game. And you're just like, well, a video game probably works better. Like, you're just like, hell yeah, this is... I wasn't expecting to enjoy this component of this variety pack, but... I'm actually having a pretty good time with this. I bet this would be fun multiplayer, but then you can't really... None of your friends really want to play that with you. Which I realize this is kind of similar to a previous analogy, but... Then you're just like, you know what? I can play against the computer. That's okay. I'll still have fun with this from time to time.
Oh, God.
You can also bust it out at parties and watch your friends just flail at each other. And do real bad.
Just die.
And then you can have fun with that too.
Wait for the sweet, blissful embrace of death.
And I give that experience a 73.
Of course you do. Yeah. Of course you do. Yeah. Let's see. So.
I think that puts us at 55.
That's a shame.
Nah.
Yep, 55. God, it doesn't deserve that. Ugh.
It's better than a room temperature glass of milk.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
And you know what?
Oh no, I have to finish this before the end of the episode. Fuck!
So are you guys. See you later, Soda Pals.
Done!